Forecasts of logistics demand using forecasting tools. In some cases, using sales forecasts or forecasts derived from them, such as sales mix forecasts, to project freight volumes is insufficient for the time horizon being studied. For example, when an LSP is doing a long-term freight volume forecast and the number of clients is uncertain. In such cases, logistics professionals might create or hire consultants to create their own forecasts or a forecasting model that can be reused as new data become available and new questions need answering. It is important to scan the logistics market to help determine how capacity constraints such as labor shortages, fuel spikes, carrier market changes, and so on may affect logistics costs and service. To facilitate such a market scan, a number of organizations produce logistics-related annual forecasts, such as the American Trucking Association's Freight Forecast or the Council of Supply Chain Management Professionals, CSCMP, Annual State of Logistics Report, to forecast long-term TL freight volume trends. One might also turn to historical freight data from carriers either to perform time series forecasting or to generate descriptive statistics and then use these data alongside leading economic indicators to create an associative forecasting model, for example, multiple regression analysis. Such an analysis could be global, by country, and/or by region, and it could provide data for capital investment and carrier contracting decisions. Logistics professionals may also need to stay on top of trends related to the products that they ship so they can start preparing in advance for likely increases in logistics services demand. This could be events that typically generate seasonal spikes, such as greater demand for avocados prior to the holiday Cinco de Mayo, or it could be related to current events such as a celebrity wearing a dress that the organization sells, causing a spike in sales of that dress. Forecasting weather and road/rail conditions is also important when working to determine transportation capabilities. Other useful subjects for logistics forecasting might include forecasting the rate of returns of a product for a reverse supply chain based on defect rates and historical return rates, along with information on those returns, such as the number of units that tested defective versus returns for user errors, etc. Forecasts of cost escalation rates for services by country and by region, forecasts of changes in fuel costs, or forecasts of storm surge levels for a particular region being considered for a new DC.